IoT and secured environments brings together activities such as the collection of information, analysis, and active dissemination under different approaches of the documentation accumulated in research, technologies, and disciplines that use artificial intelligence in the field of IoT, where it also provides training in cybersecurity. The development of the Internet of Things, IoT, has facilitated the connection between the real world and the digital world. The sensing of information and the ability to act on the physical world has enabled the creation of a smart ecosystem that is being used to improve essential aspects of production, distribution, and resource generation systems, energy, food, environment, etc. However, as is the case when a technology breaks into industrial and residential systems in such a direct way, the very benefits they provide make these IoT systems a coveted target for cybercriminals. The cyber threats are many and in common with those already defined for traditional server and/or computer environments. In the specific case of IoT, it is not only the securitization of the IoT devices themselves that needs to be taken into account, but also the transmission of information and data exchanged with IoT device fleet management systems. This makes the exposure surface of these systems very large, and their dispersion also complicates the ability to correct problems, e.g. firmware updates or device anomaly issues. When considering urban environments, this deployment of IoT devices is associated with the concept of smart cities. For the smart management of certain areas, waste management, air quality monitoring, noise pollution monitoring, traffic congestion, energy consumption, automated parking, automatic lighting, among others. There are many projects and research in the field of smart cities and cybersecurity that cover different aspects of threat mechanisms and threat detection approaches. However, none of these projects cover the environment associated with rural areas, smart rural areas, hereafter SRA. SRA is sometimes used as a term associated with smart villages, although the scope of SRA is much broader than this. The boundary conditions for the deployment of IoT systems are specifically different and apply to domains such as smart health, smart education, digital infrastructure development in villages, community infrastructure development, efficient energy management, precision, agriculture, or rural heritage conservation. In this case, projects integrating IoT infrastructure protection in these domains are very restricted to efficient energy management, smart grids of rural areas. This is the reason for focusing the proposal on the analysis of the security and privacy of IoT systems in rural environments and the capacity to respond to cyber incidents in these environments. Taking into account the context defined above, the overall objective of the proposal is to create an IoT network laboratory for experimentation, research, and transfer of the development of techniques for analysis and detection of cyber threats in rural environments. Therefore, the following objectives are proposed. IoT Cyber Threat Analysis Laboratory, Intelligent Rural IoT Laboratory. Development of AI techniques for the detection of cyber threats for smart rural IoT environments. Optimization and deployment of AI-based predictive models in IoT devices. Result of the generation of knowledge within the chair and as a contribution to society, an observatory of AI techniques and their application in IoT will also be created. AI for IoT Observatory. The observatory aims to become a benchmark in the field of artificial intelligence application in IoT environments and deployments. Among its objectives, it aims to actively monitor and disseminate the state of the art in research, technologies, and adoption of the main techniques and disciplines that use artificial intelligence in the field of IoT and more specifically in rural environments, environments with limitations. Additionally, it aims to raise awareness about the advantages and disadvantages of this application of AI in different domains, such as the development of digital infrastructures in villages, efficient energy management, precision, agriculture, or rural heritage conservation. The chair is not only oriented towards research, but also towards training both the general public through a MOOC course and the creation of experts through various specialization courses. The participating institutions are UNED, Universidad Nova de Lisboa, Consorcio Centro Asociado UNED in Ponferrada, and is funded by the Ministry of Digital Transformation and Public Administration through INSIBE. Thanks for your attention, and you can find more info about our chair in our website, https://srizi.informatica.ndes.